Welcome to Calming Harp, the sounds of David's Psalms. I'm glad you've joined us for this brief moment we share together. I will be playing some of the music that has been brought out of the Psalms. My name is Steve Reese. I play the harp. And over the last several years, I've been bringing the sounds of David's Psalms into recordings. You can find a lot of my music on my website, www.calmingharp.com. I have CDs available and MP3s. And you can go to YouTube. If you go to YouTube and then type in Peregrinati, Peregrinnatti, you will find hours of beautiful harp music that you can just play in the background and be calmed with the music that David may have played for his sheep at one time or another. So as we share this half hour, join me and enjoy the sounds of David's harp. Well, it's another great morning, and we are up here in Silverton, Oregon. In fact, we'll be going to Shabbat meeting with Roland today from Hebrew Radio, so looking forward to that. And what we will be presenting is the journey through the tabernacle. And it's really interesting because the Sabbath reading out of this week's reading schedule is called a parashah. And it is on Numbers chapter 7 is part of that reading, which, as many of you know, is where I believe I've discovered the notes that go along with the Hebrew letters. And each of the frequencies are found there for the notes, and each one corresponds to one of the pieces of furniture in the tabernacle. And if any of you are interested in finding that, there's a free PDF available on my order form on www.calmingharp.com. And if you go to the marketplace, there's one place there where you can order that, and it's free. You just click on it and put your information there, and I'll send it to you. Anyway, the one thing I wanted to share with you this morning comes out of Psalm 1. And actually, a friend of mine, we presented at their church last November. In fact, I've got that up on YouTube as well. The Radical Resilience Conference that we were at, and I spoke at. He actually isn't a Doctor of Divinity, but he doesn't insist on that title. But Steve Holt, pastor of the Road Church at Chapel Hill in Colorado Springs. And while we were there, connected with him really nicely, and so I get his emails, and he's a great writer. I'm going to quote some of the things he sent me a couple mornings ago, but he was reminding us of Psalm 1, and he called it God's pathway to prosperity. And prosperity
We're not talking prosperity doctrine as in making a lot of money and having nice things. We're talking about living a godly life that's rich and full of joy and meaning. And like Yeshua said, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. And so the Psalm 1 starts out, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of Yahweh, the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. And Steve points out the first thing to note here is David is instructing us on how we should be careful about the kind of people we walk with, the people we stand next to and the people we associate with, because they will influence our lives. And he goes on in the psalm, and I'll read some more, but he said don't hang out with the sinful, scornful people. It's not that we avoid the sinful, because we are sinful, so we're not saying we're perfect or anything. But if there are people whose character flaws continue to show that they don't give a regard to the love of our Heavenly Father, that these, and I don't like to even use the word law, I like to use the word instruction, because the word Torah actually means instruction, like a teacher would show you how to do things. That's what our Heavenly Father has done with his Torah. And also stay away from what Steve called the joy suckers, those who just don't walk in joy, because like scripture says, the joy of Yahweh is our strength. The second thing that Steve points out, he quotes C.S. Lewis, that one's delight in the law is a delight in having touched firmness, like the pedestrian's delight in feeling the hard road beneath his feet after a false shortcut has taken them onto a muddy, entangled field. Truth brings firmness and stability. And we all, those of us who are parents, know that our children actually, as much as they might complain about discipline and rules and things that keep them in line, they actually look forward to it. They like to have something that they can come up against that they know is firm. And then they know that they, it sets that limit that they know they don't go past. And in that security, that offers a security to them that they know, it helps them know what the limits are. And if we just let them loose and become wild and lack discipline, we know what kind of problems that creates. The prosperous person, man or woman, is the one who delights in following God's instructions. The person knows right from wrong, good from evil, and delights in doing the right thing. This is a leader who understands God's ways and makes decisions based on God's guidance. And I was impressed as I read that sentence of how lacking our nation is in these leaders. And then the other thing that is brought out in those first two verses that I read, it says, in his law he meditates day and night. And we might say that that meditating is, in fact, Steve pointed us to the word in Hebrew is haggah. And it actually has the meaning of to gnaw or even to growl. And it's interesting, he used his dog as an illustration of how when he gets a bone that he was really going after, he's chewing on it, gnawing on it, and sometimes if you get close, he'll growl at you, don't you try to take this away from me. And that's an amazing understanding of what David is telling us, how to treat the instructions of our Heavenly Father, to gnaw on them and to growl if somebody gets too close to try to take it away. That it actually becomes our life. That's the meaning of meditating. It's not some empty-headed humming a single note and sitting cross-legged with our fingers curled in and trying to empty our minds to become one with the universe, as the New Age people would tell us. And Frank, and please don't misunderstand me, I'm not against New Age people. The last conference I was at, I ran into some lovely people who were really searching. But what I'm saying is, it's not about emptying our mind, it's about filling our mind with the words of our Heavenly Father and then gnawing on them and not letting anybody take them away. That's really what's being said here. So I'm going to go back to the music here and let that play out for a while, and I'll have a few more comments at the end of this. So the music that you've been listening to is coming from the brazen altar chord progressions. And as I mentioned, we'll be talking on the tabernacle while we're here today at the fellowship in Silverton, Oregon. And I kind of picked that because that first step in the tabernacle, the journey through the tabernacle, comes at the brazen altar, where we bring the things that we don't want in our lives and we put them on that altar to be burned. And then the next step is we go to the laver and wash our hands and feet so that we can enter into the holy place where the menorah and the table of showbread and the incense altar are for the next phase of the journey through the tabernacle. So the altar is a really important part because it allows us to get rid of those things, or to make that teshuva, to make that turnaround, to say to our Heavenly Father, I don't want to be living in this anymore. Please take it and deal with it. And so at the end of verse 3 of Psalm 1 says, he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. And so we have the definition really of what God considers to be prosperity. Because we've been gnawing on his word, we've been using people that are devoted to him as our associates. We've been using his definitions of what righteousness is instead of the world's definitions. And, you know, every time I listen to the news or read the news, I'm constantly reminded that our Heavenly Father has really set a pattern out for us. And when I read the news, I see so many of our quote leaders who they're in positions of leadership, but they are not walking in this prosperity that Psalm 1 is talking about. They're not meditating, gnawing on God's instructions for their life, let alone our lives. They're not, the way that they're putting forth is not a way that if I'm going to follow my Heavenly Father, it's not the way I would want to be found doing or walking in. So here we are in very troublesome times. And so we have to ask ourselves, what is the answer? And I believe Psalm 1 that David wrote, in the wisdom that he had because of his devotion to our Heavenly Father, that Psalm 1 gives us the way how to deal with the times we're in. And I've mentioned it before, but it's like the song, turn your eyes on Yeshua, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And so it says here, he's like a tree planted by the water. And Steve, in his final closing of the article that I was reading out of, he was likening it to when we take a hike and you're by a river and there's all these trees and plants and flowers blooming along the way because they have plenty of water and plenty of nutrients. And then if you're on a hiking trail and it starts to take you up a slope into a more dry place, you see that the vegetation changes and it becomes more scrubby and there's fewer flowers and fewer things to have this flourishing taking place. There's still beauty, but it's different. It's not that tree planted by the water. I mean, they're alive and they have, it's things, there's still things of beauty, but there's something about those that vegetation that is growing along the river or a beautiful stream or somewhere that just has that soothingness to your soul and your heart. And that's what David is likening the person who walks in the instruction of the Heavenly Father, who meditates it on a day and night. And that's what I just want to bring to you this morning. Psalm 1 is David's way of saying, if you find yourself not being that beautiful tree by the water, then the way to get there is through that walking with people who are walking in righteousness, coming under leadership that is walking in righteousness, that you are meditating on His word day and night, and that you hold what your Heavenly Father, what our Heavenly Father says is the most important things in life, then we hold those things as the most important things in life. And the only way we understand and know that is if we continue to read His word, to meditate on His word, not just Psalm 1, but all of His word, and to begin to ask the Holy Spirit in our lives to help us walk out that instruction so that we can be those trees planted by the waters with our fruit bearing our fruit in its season as we're supposed to, as our Heavenly Father intended. He said, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not evil, plans for hope and a future. That's what our Heavenly Father wants for each one of us today and every day of our lives. So as you walk out in your week to come, be blessed, meditate on His word, and gather around people who understand the beauty of the word of our Heavenly Father. Shalom in your week, and we'll talk again.
So I hope you've enjoyed our time together. Stay tuned, as I say, little pun. I have many more songs to share with you. I have more to share about how this all comes together. And I pray that you will share and help people, especially those you see stressed, especially in these times that we're going through. Bring people to this calming and this peace and this rest that this beautiful music of the Psalms of David brings to each of our lives. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next week. Many, many blessings to you all today.